Kanye West is a perfect example of someone who's allowed to prosper, succeed, excel, and it's not because he got saved.
Right.
You know why it is? Because God is using that filthy reprobate to collect all the apostate Christians. He's using him to collect all the trash of Christians. Oh, you shouldn't call them trash. That's exactly what they are. And let me just give you an example. There's a man in our church who talked to me last night. And he said, I have a coworker who went to one of Kanye West's services. I said, it wasn't you, right? He's like, no, it wasn't me. And he said, look, this guy is not like, he's not a fundamental Baptist, okay? His coworker, he's like, he's not a fundamental Baptist. This guy's like a non-denom Christian. I even wonder if he's even saved. You know, I don't even know if he's saved or not. And he said, you know, he went to Kanye West's his cult meeting, and he said, man, he goes, when all things, everything was said and done, he said, it felt so irreverent. He said, it was the worst experience ever. He goes, we're heading into. First of all, you got to buy a ticket to get into that thing. So they call it like church, but you have to pay to get into that church service, okay? Second of all, he says that when these people, when they're going through the parking lot to enter into the Coliseum, wherever it is, the forum that they were going to, people are smoking weed outside, they're getting drunk, they're doing all manner of evil, and he's like, we're going to church? You guys are all high and drunk? You're inebriated? You're getting intoxicated? I thought we were going to church. And he says they went in there and all you smell is just weed everywhere. People are drunk and it's just, it's a joke. It's a circus. Why is God allowing that? I'll tell you why. Because the people who go to those services deserve to go to those services. That's where they belong. You know what? I made just a little clip of Kanye West. You know, talking about how he's not saved because he's not. And ever since then, every single day, I get messages from his defenders. Every single day, I get emails. I get messages on social media and on YouTube just railing on me, criticizing me. They'll say this, oh, F you, you little B, I'll pray for you. Wow. Thanks. And basically, every single message says this, don't judge. Judge not, lest he be judged. Judge me. I'll take you up on that. I'll judge you. Go ahead and judge me. Let's do it. Let's do the Matthew 7. I'll judge you, and you judge me, and we'll see which one of us is righteous before the Lord.